Well, welcome everybody to Dreaming and Clarifying Your Vision bonus call. And I want to acknowledge all of you who have said yes to yourselves and your spirits and enrolled in birthing yourself into being for this year. And I just want to acknowledge that when we're fully committed and jump in a really big way like this, and with such a big yes to our healing and our transformation and aligning with our soul vision and path, the universe responds in kind. There's a great power in saying yes this way, even if we have fears arise, which some of you might have after you said yes and joined the group. And I just want you to know that this is totally natural to have happen. It's all part of it. Our fears are the most common form of resistance that we as inner spiritual warriors learn to work with, to transform, and then to harness the energy of. So this is very familiar territory in the north on the shamanic path and in the medicine wheel that we're traversing through this year. And on most spiritual paths, actually, this is the direction of the north. And when we do, when we commit to our spirits and say that we want to really fully birth ourselves into who we are, we have to let go of a lot of the old of who we are not. And we have a tendency to want to hold on to that. And resistance comes up. And our ego and our mind can find all kinds of evidence to support our fears and our reasons why not to do this. And so just wanted to say that as a beginning here, that this is all part of it. This is all part of the spiritual path. So some of you filled out the survey that I sent out after the Inner Warrior Summit, where 48% of those who responded said that they fear their own clarity and power. So, you know, we can say, oh, yeah, of course, I want to be clear. I want to step fully into my power and all of that. But when it comes right down to it, if we're really honest with ourselves, many of us realize that we're actually afraid to do this. Lots of fears come up. And there are so many reasons for this. So tonight on our journey in the north, you'll have a chance to explore this more for yourself with the help of the spirit wolf and the powers of the north. But before we go on, I want to say an opening prayer and a drumming to honor the beginning of our sacred year-long journey together. And if you have a drum or a rattle, please feel free to join in. If you don't, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Just inviting you to join in after I say the prayer, I'll start drumming, and you're welcome to join in. And you can dance and sing or drum or rattle. Whatever your move to do would be great. So, we offer the voice of our drums and rattles to send prayers of deep gratitude and appreciation to the Great Spirit, to the mystery, for the miracle of our precious lives, to Mother Earth and to the sky and the moon and the sun and the planets and stars and galaxies, to our beautiful Milky Way galaxy, and to all the light beings and guides and helpers in the upper and lower worlds. We send a special prayer, a very special prayer to Mother Earth and all her creatures and miraculous life forms, to the elements, fire and water and air for our lives. We also want to thank and honor the ancestors and the ancient earth keepers who throughout time have kept the ancient earth and spirit-based traditions alive. And also, of course, to all the spirits and guides who are helping gather this particular group of us all together for this year. There's some beautiful guides and spirits who have come forth and guided me to create this this group, these groups, because they want to work with you. They want to work through me and work with groups of people in circle. So we also honor all of our own ancestors without whom we would not be alive or have this privilege and miracle of life. So with our drums and rattles, we send this prayer. Hey, For some of you, this is your first time doing any shamanic work, and for others, you're more seasoned, and you've done shamanic journeying, you've traveled into the other realms, you've connected with your spirit animals or spirit animals and allies. And wherever you are in that, it's all good, it's fine. But I just wanted to speak to any of you who have not done any shamanic journeying or shamanic work before. And I just want to reassure you that there is nothing that you can do wrong. It's really about relaxing and letting go and allowing the spirits to move through and really getting out of our own way. That's what it's all about. It's about really opening up our spirits and our imagination and really connecting back up with that magical part of ourselves that may have been long hidden and covered over. You know, when we were young, the veils between the worlds were very, almost non-existent. And we were very magical and we were very connected. And a lot of the special friends that we had were actually real in the other realms. They were actual spirit animals. But over time, if we weren't raised in, many of us weren't raised in a family where that was honored or acknowledged, you know, little by little, we started to put that aside and see it as not real somehow. And so the shamanic path is about reawakening, rebirthing ourselves into and opening up again to that magic that we all know so dear and well in our hearts and in our souls. So we're inviting that part of ourselves to just come alive again and trust and surrender. So in that sense, it's really beautiful and really fun to open up our imaginations. And I don't say that lightly at all because it's very deep, this connection with the other realms, this calling in of the spirits, this connecting and reuniting is very powerful. And it's how we really ground into our authentic selves again. Free from a lot of the chains and limitations and boxes we put ourselves in, either in our families, our societies, the collective, our education, whatever it was. We, in a lot of ways, many of us have been slowly but surely boxed in, you could say, into this limited way of being. And so this is an invitation, this year-long journey is an invitation to open wide, open the gates wide again and really thin those veils and empower ourselves, connect with those beautiful spirit guides, connect with the directions, become the authentic creatures of the earth that we are already and that maybe we have forgotten or lost connection with. So as we settle in here, let's take some nice, slow, deep cleansing breaths. Being in the present, here and now. And I'm speaking to any of you who are listening to this replay. It's all just as powerful in the replay. We're gathered in time is an illusion, so we're gathered as a circle together. And the spirits and guides and I are with you here. In this moment of you listening, however you're listening and whenever you're listening to this call. So just close your eyes and imagine yourself out in a beautiful, wide open space in nature. So wide open that you can see the sky is huge above you, and you can see pretty much in all directions. And out in the distance, you see a circle of stones, a circle of ancient stones, and they feel and appear as though they've been there forever. And just see that. Just imagine that. And just walk towards those. Make your way towards that circle of stones. And if you're having trouble opening to that and believing this or imagining it, I'm just inviting you to, if you were to see a circle of stones, what would it look like? And you can kind of go from there. It's really about creativity, imagination, and it's also very real. So just letting go of any thoughts. And just move towards that circle of stones. When you get closer, you'll know, you'll realize that you're at the south door of these stones. When we enter into medicine wheels, we enter into the south, at least in the medicine wheel that I'll be working with you with. We enter into the south doorway. And so when you enter in, before you enter, just pause and ask permission to enter, just quietly in your spirit, and you'll just feel an intuitive yes to move in, and you'll see two stones on the ground to your right. One is a nice flat stone and the other is round, and the flat represents the masculine energies. The round stone represents the feminine energies, and you're going to pick those up and you're going to knock them together three times, and the sound will reverberate out into the stone circle and alert the spirits that you are here and you've entered. And after you enter, you'll see a beautiful circle. Off in the center of this circle, a beautiful circle of white buffalo skins, and you'll see a fire, beautiful fire blazing there. And you'll move towards that circle and that fire. See the sparks going up into the air. And you might even see others already there. You might see the buffalo around. They're usually around in the area around the circles that we'll be meeting in. When you get to the fire and you get to the circle of skins, just slowly find your space. Just feel. You're going to intuit and feel your space. And when you feel it, just settle in there and just feel the fire and be with the fire for a few moments. Just give you some time to do that. And when we're doing the shamanic work, we're always opening all of our perceptions and all of our senses. So as you're sitting there, feel the earth under you. Feel your connection to the skins and the earth beneath. Feel the air around you and feel the warmth of the fire on the front of your body. Feel the dome of sky above you. Just hear the crackling of the fire, hear the air, hear. Maybe you hear birds in the distance. As you connect to this fire, feel your heart fire within being ignited and stirred by this beautiful sacred fire before you. And then see the other members of the group, including myself, and maybe you'll see some other spirits with the fire glowing on their faces. Just feel the softness of the energy, the comfort of being in circle together in this beautiful way. Smelling the smoke. And just breathe in and out of your heart, feeling your roots releasing and reaching down into the earth, right to her molten core, and releasing anything that you no longer need to be present here in the circle. Just draw your breath in and out of your heart as you're sending your roots down, feeling the gravity of the earth beneath you. So another deep breath into your heart and inhale. And then just send everything out. Down from your heart and down into your roots, all the way to the core. You can see anything that you're releasing just burning up there. And then you're going to inhale and draw the power and the love of the earth right up through your center, right up through your sacral chakra. And for women, this will be right up through your vagina and your womb and your solar plexus back to your heart. Men, it will just come up through your genital area, your root chakra, back up through your solar plexus and your belly and back up to your heart. So just nice, deep, circular breathing. Inhaling in, bending out, and then replacing from that space where you're releasing in your heart, pulling back the power and love of the earth right back up into your heart, up through your roots and right up through your body. Feeling the earth's unconditional love and power permeating every cell in your body as you breathe in and out. We'll just do this a few more times. As you're doing that, feel the intention of the circle. Feel the power of the circle gathering together with the intention to grow and empower yourself, birth yourself, release the old. Just feel the intention together and the excitement of coming together to do this powerful work with the spirits. Just open up to the beneficial guides and spirits who've gathered with us. You may feel them. You may actually see them. You may sense them. Feel a gentleness and a holding. Good. So you'll hear me talk a lot throughout the year about the importance of dreaming and creating your life, your vision, your life, your world. And what do I mean by dreaming? The term dreaming, I mean it in a way that it's about really looking at how every word and thought that we think in our minds to ourselves, or to others outside of ourselves, the thoughts that we're thinking, thoughts we share with others, how we describe our life, how we describe our world, all of that is creating, literally creating, our individual lives, the atmosphere and lives of our family, our partnerships, our communities. And when we realize that, when we really get the power of every single word we speak and think, we start really getting the responsibility that we have for our lives and for creating, for what we emanate, what we're adding to this beautiful web of life. And so... you've enrolled in this program. You said yes in a really powerful way. And as I said before, if you have any doubts or resistance, you're ready to let go. You really are ready. This is your yes to being ready to let go of any vagueness or indecision or complacency and any wishy-washiness. And so by really looking at our words and our thoughts, we start really being able to tame our thoughts, tame our minds, and really, really control our dreaming, you might say. I don't know if I want to really use the word control because there's a certain will involved in that. But it's really about making a choice in every moment of what vision are we creating with our thoughts and words. What vision are we creating? How are we describing, as I said earlier? So when we're on this inner warrior path, which you've all said yes to, our greatest adversary is our ego, our minds. And on this journey around the medicine wheel, you have this opportunity to really shine the light on your shadows and any sabotaging thoughts and patterns and beliefs that are holding you back from really climbing your sacred mountain in the north and really embodying your vision here. That's what the north is all about. It's climbing your sacred mountain and embodying your vision. Like really, first of all, creating a clear vision. So the first foundational inspired action that you can start doing right away, and maybe some of you have already begun this, is to create a powerful vision statement. And I've already, some of you may have read, I sent an email with a description of how you can do that, just kind of giving you some instructions. And hopefully, if you haven't begun it, you will start writing that right away. And first, you'll begin by writing where you are right now in your life, exactly where you are. And this really sheds light on your present now. And it's a chance to really acknowledge and give gratitude for and really accept who you are, how you've gotten here. There's nothing wrong here. This moment is the moment. This is your life. Everything, even past lives, whatever's happened has brought us to this moment or is part of this moment. And the power is in this now. So in your vision statement, you're going to be, first of all, writing where you'll be in great detail, where you want to be 6 months from now and then a year from now. So you'll begin with the 6 months, where you'll be living. So for an example, you might be saying, I'm living in the most beautiful place. I wake up in the morning. I'm looking out my east windows to the rising sun. My heart feels ignited. I'm so excited to be on my path. So speaking like that, as though it's already happening. And, where you'll be living, what your soul work looks like. Have you really stepped into that even more and more? I know that many of you, that's what your wish is, to really be waking up in the morning ignited and knowing that you're on your soul path. You know, what do your partnerships look like? You can describe that. You know, I'm able to speak my truth. I'm so excited that I have finally been able to be honest and clear with my partner, and we're moving together in a powerful way. I'm giving examples here of how that might sound when you're writing it out. Oh, I'm so excited that I'm finally here. I am, you know, 3 times a week. I'm exercising. I'm going outside. I'm communing with nature. This is something I've always wanted to do, and I'm doing it now. And this is a beautiful thing. Who you surround yourself, with? Who are the people around you? And so, any aspects of your life, including, you know, if you're moving to another place and you know that you need to move and you're not sure where, just describe what that ideal place would be like. What would be the climate like? What is it like outside? What does it feel like? So just getting the more and more specific we can get, the better, because when we really feel and dream this new life in such a clear way, and we cast it out into the universe, the clearer we are, the more the universe will respond in time. It's like the spirits, the energies all have something to move towards. when we're in that wishy-washy, undecided place and, oh, afraid we'll make the right, you know, the wrong choice or anything, we're in this place where it's very disempowering, and it's vague enough so that energies and even the spirit guides have trouble working with us because we're not being clear enough. And so coming to, a lot of people are afraid to write a really strong vision statement and really dream big because they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing. What if I cast out the wrong thing? Well, there really is no wrong thing, and it's way more powerful to make a choice and go forward, and then you learn from that. So, you know, 6 months from now, when we cast it out, if we really cast it out and let go and surrender, which is ideally what we do, the reason we do that is that we leave the space for the spirits and the universe to maybe even bring things to us, or we may attract things that we never in our own minds or our own egos would have ever thought possible. So by casting it out, it's really about letting go and allowing that space for this beautiful birthing to happen and the mystery to flow and spirit to flow through and inspire us in new and different ways. And so what if, you know, we describe something that doesn't happen that way, just the fact that we made an intention and did that, all kinds of things start moving and shifting and actually coming to pass. And you might even, you know, be on a different course 6 months from now. So we always come back to our visions and revisit them, edit them a little bit, or maybe something's already come to fruition faster than we could imagine, or new things come that we want to work with. It's a process. And it's really powerful to start the process and to really do that. So the other thing about when our vision becomes clear is then we really get to hunt our vision, because it's really clear what we're hunting and eventually wanting to embody. And our vision, when we have it, be so exciting and such a big dream that we don't want to do anything else. It's like we don't get so distracted. It's even if we, you know, have days that don't feel so aligned, and we feel sort of spacey, or we feel like we're getting off track, we just move through it. Those two shall pass, but we have this vision out there, this beautiful vision that is so beautiful and so big, you know, some people call it your why, that we just keep on going anyway. There's like nothing that can stop us. Our spirit is so ignited and so excited and on fire that we're going to get that vision. We're going to get that juicy prey ahead, and I'll talk a little bit more about that when the wolf medicine, that we just keep on going. So it's really important to have that, to get clear, and take a chance and just do it. And let go of perfection. Let go of wanting it to be all right, because, you know, we can go our whole life with wanting to have everything be all right and be perfectionists, and you know, maybe we'll make the wrong decision, and then, you know, years go by and we've done nothing. We've stayed in that place of indecision, and that's really toxic, you could say, to your spirit. And all of you have said yes to this program. If that has been part of your life, something that you've experienced, you're ready not to do that anymore. And here you are. So you're in the right place, that's for sure. So we're going to talk about the wolf medicine. And the wolf, the spirit wolf, is a beautiful ally in the north. The wolf is the hunter, teacher, really helps us stay focused on our vision, helps us, you know, it's like helps us be the hunter and helps us climb our sacred mountain. So we're going to journey to the wolf tonight, and we're going to ask about our vision. You know, so we can clarify our vision and get more details about it. We're also going to journey to the wolf and ask the wolf to point out to us, the spirit wolf, any traps to watch out for, any ways that we tend to trick ourselves, and how we hold ourselves back, say, from speaking our truth. Why are we afraid to step into our power? So the wolf can really help us with that. And the wolf, you know, if you think about the wolf out in the tundra, the wolf is, you know, often by itself out there in the wildness. And say it's on this, you know, very wintry, icy tundra. And it has to really be the hunter. It has to really be smart about what it's looking for. You know, it can smell from a long distance and knows that there is this juicy prey up ahead. You know, maybe a beautiful rabbit or a large hare or something that will sustain it for a long time on this journey, on this solitary journey. And it won't get distracted. The wolf knows to not go, you know, exhausting itself, getting little mice and voles under the crusty snow, you know, and maybe not even get it. And then it's like exhausted itself and has lost track of this juicy prey ahead that that it really needs to stay focused on. And so the wolf will really help us. You know, you might think about the, you know, your vision as this prey. It's this juicy prey ahead that you want to go devour, literally kill this vision so that you can embody this vision, so you can walk your path. And so the wolf will also help you discerning when you're the hunter, when you're really staying focused, when you're on that nice edge of not getting distracted. I live in Maine, and there's this place in Katahdin, Mount Katahdin, that's called the Knife Edge, literally, and it's not very many feet wide, and there's this pathway that goes across called the Knife Edge. And if you do go off track, there's you know, very, very steep sides, and you could really get hurt badly if you don't stay focused. And it's like that with hunting our vision. You know, we can, if we allow all the sabotaging beliefs or, you know, all kinds of distractions these days in the modern world, I don't need to even tell you what they can be. You know, even online can be all kinds of distractions that pull us off our path. And so this is about really getting, becoming our warriors, and we get to, the wolf will help us. When are we the prey of our own self? And when are we the hunter? So we're going to journey there. And as I said before, the north is, even though we'll be beginning, we'll do 3 months in the south when we really begin officially at the end of June on the 28th, I believe it is. We'll be doing 3 months in the south. When we're working on the medicine wheel, when we're working in one direction, we're also working in the opposite direction. It's like an axis. So kind of perfect to be talking about the north right now. We'll always be coming back to the north because that is the place of the sacred mountain. Our sacred mountain is that, the vision mountain that we're climbing. And we get to look at anything that's holding us back. So anything from the past that we're holding that impedes us or burdens us to keep us from climbing our sacred mountain, we do that work in the south. We'll be doing lots of work in the south around anything that we want to let go of and release and heal from so that we can climb our mountain. And so tonight we're going to be journeying, take our first journey. I'm going to review the drum beats right now, and we'll journey to the north, to our sacred mountain. You may see other guides there. Over the course of the year, we'll be meeting up with many circles of guides, councils, spirit animals, all kinds of things. But for tonight, we'll keep it simple. I'll start out with four groups of seven. And for any of you who have never journeyed, just relax and let go. Whatever happens on the journey is perfect, even if you see nothing. So just to say, a lot of people are very visual when they journey. A lot of people don't see a thing. They just feel it, or maybe they just get sensations in their body. I know of a lot of very seasoned practitioners, even people that are way out there, very well-known, who don't see anything. They might even feel themselves in the void all the time, the place of all possibility and birthing, and they just feel messages. They sensate messages. They just feel the guidance. They just know. So as much as there are different ways of us, or different intelligences and way of learning, there's just as many ways of journeying, connecting with the spirits in the other realms. So if you don't worry if you don't see anything. Just open to the way that it happens for you when I start drumming, and whatever happens is perfect. So I'm going to start with four groups of seven. I'm just going to give you an example. It's like this. So when I do that, you are going to start moving from the circle of fire, and you're going to start moving towards the north. You came in the south door, so the, you'll know where the north is. You're going to move north, and you're going to find an opening in, that goes, takes you down to the first lower world. So it could be a tree. You go under the roots of a tree. It could be a little pond. It could be a stream. It could be a cave. Just any opening that happens for you. You're going to go to that opening, and then you're going to go down into a tunnel. And again, if this doesn't happen, just relax. This journey will open up exactly as it should be, or could be for you. I don't like to use the word should. So then you'll get, when you get to that opening, I'm going to do a rapid drum beat, and this is going to take you down into the earth into a tunnel. And it can be a tunnel of water. It can be like a water slide. It can be just soil. You might already see the wolf already. You might have the wolf take you right over to that to the tunnel and take you in. But however it works for you, usually you will see a light at the end of the tunnel once you go into it. I'll do this rapid drum beat while you're going into the tunnel, like this. And then it will become a steady drum beat, like this. When I'm doing this, this is when you're going to move towards the north in that lower world and open up to inviting the spirit wolf to meet you. And then look off and see if you can see your sacred mountain. And what does your sacred mountain look like? Are you far away from it? Are you close to it? Are you partway up it? So you're just going to do that with that steady drum beat, and you're going to be asking also the wolf to help you be the hunter. Or maybe the wolf will just merge with you and let it look through, let you look through its eyes. You can maybe feel the fur. You might be able to feel its paws. That often is what happens with the spirit animals. It's like they merge with you. Then you can really let go of your mind and your ego, and just totally go with spirit and just go with them. Just listen, open. They may take you somewhere where that gives you lots of answers about what is this vision? What is your soul purpose? How can you be the hunter in your life? You know, what are the traps to look out for? So those are the questions we're asking on this journey. And especially if you're new to this, or maybe this is your first journey, don't worry if you forget to ask the questions, because even in my speaking, the spirits and I are already putting these questions into the energy field of this call. And so you can just let go and relax. The answers to these questions or anything around what we're talking about will just automatically come. But if you get there, and maybe you'll even see some spirit guides, and you just open, if you remember to ask these questions, what is, you know, how can I really clarify my vision? You know, how can I climb my sacred mountain? What do I need to do to dream really big here and be able to really be in my power and speak my truth? Any of that. So, again, relax, let go. So there'll be that steady drum beat will be your journey time. And then when you hear the drum beat stop and then shift back to the rapid drum beat, you'll return. Just retrace your steps. It'll be like this. So you'll just retrace your steps. You'll go back where you came, back up through the tunnel, back across the circle of stones, and back to the circle of fire. And then I'll give you a chance to take some notes. So I'm going to review the drum beats again before I start, especially for those who are new. Four groups of seven. You'll just start your way out of the circle of fire, circle where the fire is. find an opening in the earth. This rapid drumbeat, you'll go down into the tunnel. Maybe you'll already be with the wolf. You'll go towards the light at the end of the tunnel. And when you come out into the landscape there, you'll move north, looking, seeing if you can see your sacred mountain. What is the weather like? What is the, is the wolf nearby? You're already with it. Any answers that may come or any other guides. That's steady drumbeat during your journey, like that. And then at some point, my drum will stop, and it'll be the rapid drumbeat brings you back. Like that. Retrace your steps. Okay, so here we go. Thank you. Give you a few minutes to take some notes. And one of the practices that we'll be doing throughout the year is learning how to stay in the other realm and be in this realm all at the same time in your physical form. So in other words, when you open your eyes to take notes right now, also be holding the space of being back in the circle with the fire there. So it's like you're in two worlds. Even though you're not really in two worlds, it's really about being embodied in your body while you're connected to the spiritual realms. And that gets easier and easier. So I'm going to give you a few minutes right now to hold on to that circle of fire and open your eyes and take notes if you'd like to about your journey. I'll do a little quiet drumming while you're taking notes. Okay, so once you're off the call or have stopped listening to the replay, make sure that you take more notes if you haven't had the time to write about your whole journey, because journeys can be very vivid. Even if you're not seeing anything, they can be very vivid, and there's lots of details. It is like a dream where you think you'll never forget all of that. How could you possibly forget it? And then you realize that you did. So taking those notes are really important. You might look at something that you saw on a journey 3 weeks from now or a month from now, and all of a sudden the meaning of it comes really clear. So I'm always going to be suggesting that you make sure that you take really good notes and maybe even sketch, and eventually we'll get more into it during the year, various ways that we'll be working with the journeys and imagery around them. So, I'm happy to have you share your journeys. I'd love to hear your first journeys with the wolf and to your vision mountain. That would be great. I'm inviting you to do that. So you just reply to the email I sent out with the call-in details and let me know. I'd love for you to share. And meanwhile, we have this inspired action that the spirits have given us to begin writing the vision statement, foundational to this year, getting really clear as I was talking about. So again, just reminding you, you'll start acknowledging the present now, where you're at exactly, and then to write all that down and see if there's parts of you that might be critical of yourself and all of that, and just notice. There's no judging here, just noticing that. And then seeing if you can remind yourself or just let in the possibility that everything is right here, there's nothing wrong here, that everything that has happened has led you to that moment, this moment. And just really accept yourself, accept it. And then you're going to be writing where you will be 6 months from now, where you're dreaming yourself to be 6 months from now. And I won't describe all that again. I described it earlier, but in great detail, really feeling into it, really describing your feeling and where you want to be or where you're dreaming yourself to be a year from now. And again, in great detail, this can be very long. I actually started this year doing a vision statement on a couple pieces of paper and ended up creating an entire vision book. That's how big my dreaming has become. And if you want to do that, it's really powerful. I ended up getting a large plain book with a beautiful colorful cover on it. And each page is like it's like a landing place for each aspect of my vision. So it could be, home. It can be, one whole page can be home, and you can be adding that too. You know, you can really keep expanding and adding breadth to your vision as things come to you. Another page could be friends you surround yourselves with, or maybe you're someone who's longing for your soulmate. Maybe you have something there about that. So your vision statement and all of that can become large. And so let yourself really go with it. Don't limit yourself, I guess what I'm trying to say here. It almost becomes like a shield. There's a lot of power in this creative process. So begin that. Begin that process. And our next bonus call will be on June 18th from 7 to 8:15 Eastern Time. I'll send out the information, and if you are listening to this after that, that's fine. As I said, time is an illusion, and anyone who is already said yes to this group or anyone who has joined later, you are already in the circle. That's already been happening, and you've just found your way there at a different time than others. And so the spirits and I are always including everyone who is in this group, who will be in this group eventually beyond June 18th. So if you're listening to this later on, you've already been called. You're already being called, even on this call right now. At the end of May. So, all of that said, I'm going to do a closing prayer again. If you want to join me in drumming or rattling or singing, once I've said the prayer, we'll send the prayer out. And any time you want to bring, as the year goes along, your rattles or drums, please, or percussion that you have, please feel free to do that. It would add a lot of spirit and a lot of energy to the calls. So, again, I want to... thank the Great Spirit and the mystery. All the beautiful, beneficial beings and spirits and animal guides, angelic beings who have been with us in the circle tonight, who are here even in this replay, the energy that you have been part of creating. We thank you so much for this incredible opportunity to gather in sacred circle by the sacred fire. Thanking the buffalo spirits and buffalo who are around, for all the Mother Earth, for Father Sky, for the stars, sun and the moon, for the directions, the elements, all the microorganisms and beautiful life that gives us our life. We thank all for this beautiful miracle of being here in these bodies, embodied as spirits in these bodies. And of course, to the ancestors, our own ancestors, and all of the ancestors who have come before us and who will be ahead of us. And hopefully we will do a lot of beautiful healing work that paves the way for a lot more light and authenticity and power and fulfillment to those generations who come ahead of us. We offer ourselves and sacrifice ourselves and our comfort to really birth ourselves into being who we really are. So thank you all. With the voice of our drums and rattles, we send this prayer. Drumming so that you can leave the fire, say goodbye to the fire and give thanks, and then move across to the south door of the circle of stones and go out that south entry door and back to your lives. In spirit and light, wishing you all a wonderful rest of your day or evening, and I'll be back in circle with you again soon. So bye for now.